Dane Allred's Partly Colored Dreamcoat, Strength Through Stress. It amazes me when I watch the superhuman feats of strength people exhibit in weightlifting and gymnastics, even in long-distance running. The human body is designed to take the stress we give it and respond in a way that strengthens us to be able to lift, twist, and run. Stress isn't always a bad thing. Without the ability to resist gravity, we can't walk. Our muscles are designed to make us a working machine, which can function in this world. As we age, some of the vicissitudes of life take their toll on us. Our bones weaken, our muscles atrophy, even our minds become less sharp. But some of us take these variables in stride, and some people are even stronger in the older years, sharper and more mentally astute as they age. What makes the difference? Some of us are able to endure the stresses of life better than others, but where does the strength come from to overcome some things which disable others, limiting them to a less functional life? As we rise to meet the difficulties we face, we become stronger through the stress and strain. When I consider some of the life situations people survive and continue to function in this world, it amazes me how durable people really are. Some overcome crushing poverty. Others survive abuse at the hands of parents, siblings, or strangers. Some have debilitating diseases or have endured disfiguring accidents. The resilience of the human spirit is amazing. A good example of what amazes me is Stephen Hawking. I have read some of his work and have difficulty even understanding some of his ideas, yet here's a man with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, which has progressively taken away his ability to walk and talk. But he continues to work, think, and contribute. His attitude is amazing, and for him to say things like, "Life would be tragic if it weren't funny," humbles me for worrying about my problems. He has an amazing sense of humor, and this may be one of the things which has helped him survive a disease which was originally predicted to kill him in 3 years. He has survived longer than almost anyone else who's ever had this affliction, but he is considered one of the greatest thinkers in human history. Our greatest strengths may be those things others consider a weakness. As we survive the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, we may be becoming stronger than we ever know. Just as Hamlet struggled with his decision to confront his uncle about murdering Hamlet's father, we might have to go through some dark times to emerge into the clarity of light. Perhaps we are born to struggle against the stream. Without the opposition we face, how can we ever know our true strength? Some of you have confronted what others may call a breaking point, thinking there is no way to survive through this day, this hour, this minute. But when we emerge on the other side, we are stronger for surviving what others could not or would not face. Viktor Frankl is another example of overcoming incredible difficulty to perceive an amazing truth. After spending years in a German concentration camp, he emerged with a truth which helped him survive. He said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Attitude really is all we have as a weapon against the tempests of life. With the right attitude, we can overcome any obstacle. Today may be the day to decide what weakness we will turn into our strength. Is it a physical goal, an emotional triumph, a contribution to the benefit of our family, our community, the world? Only you know what this accomplishment will be and how it will be accomplished. You know that thing you've been considering. It's been nagging at you, always present in the back of your mind, sometimes crowding forward to try to get you to take some kind of action. Now is the time to work on our weakness and turn it into a strength. What is it you want to do that you aren't doing now? Is there something you are especially good at which needs to be shared with others? What do you need to learn that you don't know now? Are there others who could use your unique talents or leadership? Are you using your talents to make this world a better place? Are there bridges you need to build between cultures or ideas? As your weaknesses turn to strengths, we will all benefit from the work you do. I can't wait to see what we can accomplish together.